Tundale Will Abbey. Your first goal for the club, that's the one positive from a night of disappointment, really.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice feeling to score my first goal in the league. But at the end of the day, we were not able to get the 3 points, which I felt we deserved. We played very, very well, better than Sligo, in my opinion, but two set pieces has cost us the game today, which is disappointing.
Yeah, you had a good performance down in Waterford. You got on the mark early tonight, and you could have had a couple more, Tunde.
Yes, I could have had a couple more today, and that's the disappointing part, because obviously when you create those chances, you have to try and put them in bed, and I've not done that, or the team hasn't done that in general. And yeah, it's disappointing, and we have to, you know, reflect, work hard, and try to rectify it, and also rectify the two set piece mistakes that if we defended well, we would have won this game.
Yeah, and even though Hearts played against 10 men for much of that second half as well, just couldn't find an equaliser.
They defended well, to be honest. They defended well. They made it difficult for us to penetrate. Sligo are top for a reason. They are hard to play against. They are hard to, you know, score goals against. And that's why that when we were on top, especially in the first half, we had to try to, you know, put the chances away, and we didn't do that. But as I said earlier, again, you know, we've conceded two set pieces, which is disappointing. And if we didn't concede those, we would have won the game. We played better than them. They were not creating much chances on open play, and it's disappointing.
Tell me, how have you found things at Harps, Tunde? I haven't spoken to you yet this season, so I mean, you've had to be patient. You've come off the bench a few times, but you've started the last couple of games.
Yeah, well, I mean, I came from Scotland, Hamilton. I wasn't in the best shape physically and mentally, so it was just about, you know, trying to get myself back again. And it took me time to settle, took me time to, you know, get back to the level that I wanted it to be, to be able to compete, but I'm starting to get there, and you know, it's definitely good to, you know, starting games again and trying to help the team win games.
Yeah, and when you're playing at that level with Hamilton, you know, SPL level, you move to the League of Ireland, it does take its toll on you, I'm sure.
Yeah, this is a good level, you know. It took me by surprise, if I'm honest with you. But, you know, you see that you have good teams that can play football, and the league is attracting good players, even from Scotland. You know, so obviously for me, it was just about finding my feet, just getting back to a mental state where I was starting to enjoy football again, because obviously going to Hamilton and not playing, it was hard for me mentally. So I'm glad that, you know, I've got good coaches, and my teammates have been helpful as well, to allow me to settle down and start enjoying my football again.
Yeah. And you've made this move, you know, during a time where we've all been hit by, you know, COVID-19 pandemic, and I mean that's also a factor that has to be considered.
Yeah, it's 100%. Listen, at the end of the day, you know, we football players should be privileged that we're able to do what we love, because the pandemic has really, really hit a lot of people around the world. People have lost their loved ones, you know, and it's sad. It's sad, but obviously we're glad that, you know, very soon fans will be able to come back to the stadiums and watch us play again. So obviously, you know, the pandemic is starting to ease up, and you know, it's a good feeling to know that in the next couple of weeks we'll be playing in front of spectators.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll be able to see more of the same, Tunde, because you look as if you're hitting form at a good time.
Well, I'm just trying to do my best. You know, at the end of the day, it's definitely good to, you know, as a striker, you start scoring because you live off goals. But you know, reflecting back at the game, at the end of the day, it's the points that matter, and it's disappointing that we were not able to get 3 points today. But yeah, that's football, and sometimes you gotta find a way to bounce back. We did that against Waterford, and now we have to do that against Shamrock Rovers when we come back. So yeah, it's disappointing, but you know, we have good players, and I know that we'll definitely put in a performance, and hopefully we'll get a positive result at Shamrock.